Hello and welcome to Arizona Fun with Idiots. My name is Gary and we are broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona. Today is Wednesday, August 15th, 2018, and I want to welcome you to our podcast and hope you're having a good week. As with all our podcasts, we're going to talk about those crazy drivers out there that we deal with on a daily basis, how we handle the stress that they create, and hopefully learn how we can change things for the better. I welcome all your comments and ideas, so please feel free to email us at arizonafunwithidiots@gmail.com. Today I want to talk about some of the videos that we have posted on our sites of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. We've had quite a few encounters with some interesting people behind the wheel this week. Let's talk first about drivers who like to run through the intersections that have stop signs. I know that all of us, one time or another, have done what they call a rolling stop at these intersections. Yes, I've even done this myself, but only when there have been no other vehicles at the intersection. It really rubs me the wrong way when drivers just don't even stop when they reach the intersection and see you there. I guess they just figure that their time is more important than ours, or they just don't care about others like us that are waiting to go through. I've even had the experience of having drivers actually cut me off while I'm going through the intersection. When someone does this to you, it makes us all angry because deep inside we figure that these idiots just don't give a damn about anyone except themselves. I try to just let these types of encounters go because I'm not going to lower myself to these asshats level. I'm 50 years old, so I have been driving a long time, and I was taught in the old school way that we should try to respect each other when we are behind the wheel. I know that way of thinking in this day and age has gone the way of the dinosaur, but hopefully we can try to get the word out that we all can change things if we just try to let these types of drivers know that this is not an acceptable way to be on the roads and drive. Now let's chat about those out there who don't really know where they're going when they get behind the wheel. I've had so many of these types of encounters that I can't even count them. I'm talking about those drivers who like to cut across lanes, cut you off, or just come to a dead stop right in the middle of the road because they don't know where they're going or they waited till the last second to get into the correct lane to turn. I've even seen idiots cut across six lanes of traffic just to turn into a parking lot or try to get on a highway on-ramp. This is one of my top 10 things that just drives me crazy. I wish these types of drivers would have a little consideration for us and get into the correct lane before they get to where they want to turn. This, in my opinion, is one of the reasons why we have so many accidents here in Phoenix. When these types get behind the wheel, they have tunnel vision and don't see anything but where they are going and how quickly they can get there. Okay, so far we've talked about a few crazy types of drivers, but there's another type that I want to talk about in this episode. These drivers like to make U-turns right in the middle of a busy road, or what is called a three-point turn, and I've even seen a few who can't make a turn in enough space for a five-lane road. People, if you can't make a U-turn in two lanes, then don't make it. Pull into a parking lot and then turn around. You will see an example of one of these drivers in my videos. I think that the DMV should consider updating and rewriting the driver's test for 2018. An interesting fact that legislation for compulsory testing was introduced for all new drivers with the Road Traffic Act of 1934. The test was initially voluntary to avoid a rush of candidates until June 1st, 35, when all people who had started to drive on or after April 1st of 34 needed to have passed the test. Now, granted, the driver's tests have been updated since then, but I think a few things should be added, like if you own a certain size of vehicle, like a full-size truck or SUV, you should have to take an additional test to show that you can correctly handle the size of these types of vehicles. So many times I've seen people who own these types of cars and light-duty trucks that can't turn, park, or maneuver them, and often think that these vehicles are small cars. There have been quite a few times that I've had people who have been driving these SUVs and trucks that go to make a turn and go wide before they turn in. People, these types of SUVs and light-duty trucks are not large commercial vehicles. You don't have to swing wide unless you're towing something. That's why I think they should require an additional test for someone who is going to be driving these types of vehicles, or just have this test standard for all new drivers. When you want to drive a commercial vehicle, you have to take a special test and get your commercial driver's license or CDL. These types of licenses cost more because you're driving larger types of vehicles and have to have specialized skills to handle them on the road. Even with this type of testing in today's society, you still have those who don't know what they're doing and can't handle these types of vehicles. Too many companies employ inexperienced drivers that cause the roads and highways to be even more dangerous. We will talk more about commercial drivers in a later episode, but for now, I want to talk about those drivers that own cars like trucks and SUVs. All right, let's take a moment to talk about one of the top three things on my list that really pushes my anger button: talking and texting on your cell phone. This is the number one for me. I see so many people driving and talking on their phones or texting behind the wheel when they should be focusing on driving. It's bad enough that drivers out there don't care and or can't drive worth a damn, but you add talking and or texting to the mix and it's like adding gas to the fire. Now I know everyone wants it now and done faster, but I don't think it's worth damaging your car or killing someone to talk or text. With so many options for hands-free talking, like Bluetooth connected devices, we shouldn't even have this issue out there. I myself am a cell phone junkie. I use my cell phone all the time for just about everything, but when it comes to talking and texting while I'm driving, I just don't do it. My wife's car has hands-free capability, so as soon as you start the car and turn the radio on, your Bluetooth on your cell phone connects and you don't even have to take your hands off the wheel to answer a call. Most vehicles these days have this option standard, or you can get a Bluetooth device and wear it in your ear. With all that, I still insist that my wife and I wait till we are stopped and parked before calling or texting. It only takes a few minutes out of our day, and we possibly save ourselves the agony of dealing with a damaged car or, God forbid, injuring someone or ourselves. If everyone just took a few minutes to think before you talk, text, and drive, it would be a lot safer out there on the roads. And for those out there who ride a motorcycle like myself, this issue even becomes more life-threatening. Most people out there who drive don't even look for motorcycles now, but when they are talking and texting, that brings it to a whole new danger level. So many times have I been riding my motorcycle and have someone cut in front of me, not even see me, or just not give a crap about someone who rides. I have known riders that have been seriously injured or even killed because someone behind the wheel wasn't concentrating on driving like we all should. These roads are for all of us to enjoy, and we need to have the understanding that we share the road with others. Take a moment to think about how you would feel if someone you loved was never going to be around anymore because of a careless act from someone behind the wheel. If we all got behind the wheel every time with that in mind, I think we would look at driving as more of a privilege than a right. The next time you get behind the wheel, take a moment and think about this. Please take a good look around you and be aware of what's happening while you're driving. If we all do our part, we can make the roads a safer place to enjoy. Well, that's going to do it for this episode, and I want to thank you for listening. We would love to hear from you about your experiences, thoughts, comments, so please email us again at arizonafunwithidiots@gmail.com and check us out online on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I hope you have a great day.